From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Inflation-adjusted U.S. net cash farm income, gross cash income minus cash expenses, is forecast to increase $23.4 billion, that's 21.1%, to $134.1 billion in 2020. According to agrimarketing.com, U.S. net farm income, a broader measure of farm sector profitability that incorporates non-cash items, including changes in inventories, economic depreciation, and gross imputed rental income, is forecast to increase $35 billion or 41.3% from 2019 to $119.6 billion. Virtual events and e-commerce have become more important to wineries during the pandemic, and agricultural business experts say wineries have been working to transition their marketing plans. One analyst says smaller wineries have been especially hurt, but even larger operations have struggled to maintain profits. Another expert says wineries have made much greater use of social media offerings such as live online events, chat tools, and instant messaging. President-elect Joe Biden says he will not immediately try and remove the Phase 1 trade agreement, which President Trump signed with China. As reported in DairyHerd.com, Biden told the New York Times the U.S. needs to get leverage back to use in negotiations with China. Biden says he's not going to make any immediate moves, and the same applies to tariffs, adding he's not going to prejudice his options. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.